If you don't know Rachel House, you've had your head in the sand, because Rachel's been very prominent in our filmmaking, Māori, and today we're celebrating the launch of her latest effort called The Mountain. And it's having its world premiere, Apopo, and that, in fact, is going to be in Taranaki, where Rachel has connections to. She is the director and the co-writer and co-producer. And Rachel quite obviously loves her maunga, as those in our office do, with pictures of Taranaki maunga all over the place. Rachel's whakapapa lines are through Ngati Butunga, Te Ate Oa, Ngai Tahu, and it's great to have her on the program again. Hey, Rachel, kia ora. It's good to talk with you again.
Kia ora. It's been a long time.
What a talented wahine you are, Rachel. Good on you. When I first saw that you were making a film, deliberately pitching at family audiences involving our tamariki and our rangatahi, I thought, oh, that's a neat formula too. So I'd just like to acknowledge the fact that you didn't just direct or act, but you wrote the screenplay and also helped to get the dosh together to make it all happen. But it's up and ready to go. Back us up and tell us about the idea. How long ago did you have this, and what's been some of the challenges to make it all happen, Rachel?
Well, you know, so initially it was a script that was written by a fella named Tom Furness. He's a really fabulous writer, and he's quite prominent in the comedy world. So he wrote this script, you know, about three little Pākehā kids going to climb a mountain. The mountain didn't have any identity, but I really like, you know, the idea that these three kids are on a cool adventure. One of the little boys in Tom's script, you know, he wanted to conquer this mountain. He had been battling cancer, and he wanted to conquer this mountain to make him strong again. And I think the first thing I did when I reworked the script was decide who the maunga would be. And, of course, the most obvious was Taranaki. And it was amazing because, you know, Taranaki really just led our whole rōpū, really, in terms of, you know, how things were going to go down. I suppose one of the greatest challenges, of course, is, as we know, Taranaki likes to hide a lot behind cloud. It likes to, some of the weather can be very unpredictable in these parts. I'm just in Taranaki now. And so that was always going to be a really big challenge. And of course, you know, we wanted to make sure we did things properly. So there were eight iwi that we were negotiating with and consulting with. The mana whenua here have just been next level in terms of their support, and so we feel really, really grateful that happened. But yeah, sort of, I think most folks, you know, the weather can be always an issue, and most of the film is set outside, so we really did have to do a lot of karakia. And also, our babies, who were 11, all three of them were 11 years old at the time we were shooting. They're all 12 now. One of them is about to be 13. So we could only work certain amount of hours, and so that was always a bit difficult as well, because, you know, we don't have heaps of money. We couldn't extend the shoot any longer than it was. We had 6 weeks to shoot it, six working weeks to shoot it. So yeah, that was pretty. You know, we just had to work very hard and very intensely during the day, and those kids were just amazing. They were little troopers.
Fantastic. You needed some days of clarity for the maunga to get those magic and million-dollar shots, though. Rachel, how did you fare? I mean, of those 6 weeks, how many days did you find the mountain uncloaked?
Actually, way more than we expected to. And we've been working with this really amazing team from Weta. Martin Hill is a very renowned VFX specialist, quite a rangatira there in his field, and he and his team actually ended up having to add a lot of cloud because we got our Mona was uncloaked quite a lot. In the post-production, we had a lot of beautiful work done by that team at Weta, who created really extraordinary-looking cloud that was very much in keeping with how we see koro. Because, you know, the cloak that Taranaki puts around themselves is often, you know, quite phenomenal, like in terms of how different it is every day. And it can sort of tell a story itself. And I think Martin and Hill and his team really understood that the cloud is a cool way. And so they played with that quite a bit as well, you know, particularly at the end. So, yeah, we've been really fortunate. Quite amazing because sort of as soon as we stopped shooting here, the bad weather came in and Koro was just cloaked. In clouds, yeah. Oh man, it was touch and go many days, but Taranaki was very generous with us. We were very grateful.
I'm excited by what this film's going to be for you too, Rachel. I very much respect the work you've done over the years. You unlike some, it seems you're very comfortable working with Tamariki too, so, and Rangatahi. So hats off to you and the kids. Hey, where's the Māori intertwined, or is it everywhere?
It's intertwined. It's very much everywhere. When I started reworking the script, you know, I thought it was the first thing is that she wanted to go and connect with her maunga, this young girl. Well, first of all, she became a very beautiful and robust young girl who was still battling cancer. That storyline very much remained. But what it became about is her, you know, she was raised, I think, like a lot of us, we haven't all been fortunate enough to be raised in Te Ao Māori. And, you know, a lot of us have struggled with that, with knowing who, what our identity is. And so I wanted to really put that in there, that Sam didn't know. She'd been raised by her mum, single mum, Pākehā, and who didn't really put a lot of, you know, place any importance on Sam, her daughter's identity as a Māori. So that became her biggest drive, is that she wanted to connect with this maunga who she thought was her maunga, and gain strength, but also really, you know, connect with that part of herself. And in order to do that, I had to, you know, do some big, I completely rewrote the character of Bronco, that's played by Terence Daniels, who's a magical presence. And he, through his absolute kind of unapologetic and, you know, super Māori, he's a little super Māori, and he, through that, you know, Sam and Mallory, the other little boy in the film, really kind of learn what it is to connect to Te Taiao, and also what it means to be able to, you know, proudly state who you are and where you come from. So that's intertwined the whole way through. And of course, you know, like the Māori world of Te Taiao, you know, all of those sort of beautiful kaupapa that we have in terms of you know, how we all connect into Te Taiao, that's threaded all the way through the film. Yeah.
Well, look, again, congratulations. I hope that you're still mates with Tom, having tweaked his script.
and I love it. You're the first person to just call that out.
Yes. you guys still okay?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was an agreement that was made by everybody. He knew it was going to be changed. I think he grasped the fact that it was not. It wasn't that I decolonized it or anything, but I did really put a lot of us in there. And I think he saw the film, and I think he was quite shocked because it is so different But I think he was is okay about it. Yeah, and yes, I haven't met him that much, but it's all in good nature, so that's good.
Good on you, Rachel, and must be very proud to have it. It's a global release in Taranaki, and you know, having watched a number of films, you know, on Netflix with my mokopuna, very conscious that there's, you know, there remains a great need to have family focused movies with neat storylines and the like. So it'll do its cinematic run and hopefully successfully, but also it feels as though stories of this nature have long legs as well through Netflix and other broadcast vehicles. So I think The Mountain's going to be around for a long time and available to us all over time.
Yes, yeah, I really hope it becomes... I mean, look, there's a lot of heavy issues in there. You know, we can't get away from that. But I guess in the same way that a lot of those really awesome family films that you're referring to, you know, a lot of them do deal with big issues. And they seem to be... They don't seem to be off-putting. And I think it's really important that our tamariki do, you know... understand that, you know, life isn't always a breeze, and for some reason a lot of those films with those big issues, yeah, as you say, have long legs. So I'm really hoping that it's a film that will, you know, really touch people. And I think it's a film that, you know, I feel like as a country is a really nice thing to see at the moment, you know, because there's some beautiful relationships in there between Māori and Pākehā and, of course, the environment. So I do hope that, you know, a lot of people get out and go to the cinema and see it. I'm really excited and just incredibly proud of our tamariki. They're superstars. They did such a brilliant job, and I just know people are going to love them. So, yeah, very proud.
Good on you, Rachel. I'm looking forward to watching it. And, of course, with your Taranaki tanga, I can see that, you know, the main thing is to get your beautiful manga up in light. Hey, really? That's the star.
Yeah.
Taranaki is the star of the show too, I bet.
Taranaki is the star. I mean, yeah, no argument from anybody about that. And that's why it's so special. We get to celebrate that, and yeah.
Be a beauty night tomorrow night in Taranaki. Yeah, good catching up with you, Rachel. Thanks for all the mahi. I'm looking forward to seeing The Mountain when it comes to a cinema near us. Thanks so much for having a kōrero.
Oh, thank you.
Kia ora te wāti koe, te tuhine. Mauri ora kia koe. Rachel House, The Mountain.